Tells of how slutty I was in college. I wasn't in college long. I dropped out spring of this year, but I was in college from August 2011 to spring 2013. I enjoy casual sex, and I guess that makes me a slut. It doesn't really matter to me, but I'm also in the BDSM community, so I remember one time. My protector and I were at a party, and I was dating someone else at the time. And this is probably the sluttiest thing I've ever done. I was dating someone else at the time, and it was a polyamorous relationship, and we had to have, verification before we could fuck anyone else, and he told me to have fun. So, I'm at this party. People are naked. It's amazing because tits are awesome. And I decide that I'm going to play with my friend's tits that are massive man's, absolutely massive. They're gloriously large and they're very distracting. And at this point, I'm fully clothed. I'm wearing a shorter skirt, a lower cut top, and panties, underwear, the whole thing. And I'm on my knees in the floor, playing with her tits, and she's on her back, with her legs up in a chair. And I don't really know how it happened. There are two friends in the room with us, and then there are about seven other people in the kitchen off from the living room where we're in. And I'm playing with this woman's boobs, and somehow I end up removing my panties and my bra and my shirt, and she's playing with my tits, and it's fun. And then I scoot to where I am straddling her face, and she's eating me out and fingering me on the floor in the living room next to two friends and seven people in the living room, or in the kitchen, sorry, who have no idea that this is going on. And we're making quite a bit of noise at this point. And, well, I'm making quite a bit of noise at this point. And the friends in the kitchen have no idea what's going on until the most bashful girl at the party, who had never really been to any of our parties before, turns around and notices that we are in the floor. And she goes blood red immediately, and it is adorable. Because she is so bashful and she cannot speak, and she turns around and makes this squeaking noise, and everyone in the kitchen is alerted to two women just going at each other on the floor in the living room. And they turn around and they look out the doorway, and immediately my friend and I go into a fit of giggles, and we decide to go for a cigarette break because, well, we were fucking on the floor out of nowhere, and we just didn't want all the attention on us anymore. And so that happened. Let's see. I guess some people would consider me being in a polyamorous relationship being slutty. I was in a relationship with a man who was married. His wife, of course, knew about it. She ended up becoming very jealous. But I don't think that's the type of story you want. If it is, I could go into some details about the escapades I had with him. They were quite a bit of fun. The first year and a half or so I was in school, I was fucking my ex, who was also my daddy dom at the time. And I would do deplorable things for him. But I don't necessarily think that makes me slutty, just the content of the sex so much as the sex itself. I'm sorry, I'm saying quite a bit. I'm sorry, I've never really had a gangbang or a three-way. I mean, I've come close to having a three-way. The same ex. There was another girl, and we decided that she was being a brat and she needed to fucking be punished because she was being a brat, and I cannot stand brats. They are the worst. So bad. And so he decides she needs to be punished, and he's, you know, doing a bit of impact play, like spanking and paddling and, you know, things like that. And so I go into the kitchen, and we have this red Betty Crocker, really thin plastic cutting board, and it's shaped kind of like a paddle, and I decide, it's never been used on me, let's see how it works. And I bring it into the bedroom, and I hand it to my ex, and I say, use this on her, and he does, and then I end up sitting on the bed just watching everything happen, and then my friend decides that he's horny enough to fuck her, and proceeds to fuck her doggy style on the bed in front of me, which was one of the coolest experiences of my life. Like, watching a couple fuck in front of you on the bed and touching your, like, oh, that was a lot of fun. I ended up leaving the bedroom after they were finished, and they were laying there, you know, in their afterglow, and I went outside, and it's middle of the day, and we have a, we had a gated little patio, and I was completely naked. I walk outside, lay in my lawn chair on a towel, and I ended up getting off middle of the day outside just because I was horny and I didn't want to get off in the house. So that happened. I have another story. I was dating this other guy, and let's call him Jim. That's not his name, but Jim. and I'm dating this other guy, and we decide that we wanted to go disc golfing. So we go disc golfing, and I'm wearing something that's not really appropriate for disc golf, because I'm not really caring about disc golf. I love outdoor sex. And so I'm wearing a shorter skirt, again, and a t-shirt and a pair of tennis shoes, and we are at the tee for one of the holes, or one of the I guess it's a hole, I don't know. We're at the tee, and this is the first time I had ever made him come with head. He was standing on the platform, which is elevated, and I'm standing in front of him, and it's perfect height because he's really tall and it works perfectly. And so I get him off, and then he decides to go down on me. So I lay on this platform, and there's a couple that walk past, and we're pretty sure that they, like, left to call the cops because they saw us fucking, but we, like, he was just going down on me, but I assumed they thought that we were going to end up fucking, and we hightailed our asses out of there quickly as possible after I came. There were mosquitoes everywhere, though, so it was terrible. I had so many mosquito bites because I had a tank top on, actually, not a t-shirt. I had a tank top on. It was a spaghetti strap tank top, and that was a terrible idea on my part. And then, I met this one guy. He was a lot of fun. He and I we were just fuck buddies, and he introduced me to, like, really good sex, actually. And I'd been having sex for a while before then, but he was the first partner that I really had that it just really blew my mind when it came to sex. Like, I didn't know I could experience such things. He was a very passionate lover, I suppose, and apparently he, like, started to fall for me, and I wanted nothing to do with that, so I like, distanced myself from him. I don't know, I mean, the sluttiest things I can think of have been just all of the parties that I attended with my BDSM friends. We had a major event, and there was an after party for this major event, and so we go, and there are people from all over who had come to this event and, you know, wanted to share with us this amazing opportunity that we had, because it was the first event that our community really had that was that big. And at this after party, there are little stations set up. There's a station for needle play, there's a station for knife play, fire play. That was the first time I saw fire play, and it was one of the most beautiful things I have ever seen in my life. But at this party, no one's naked when I get there, which makes no sense to me because most of the time people are naked just everywhere. And so we get outside to this patio in the back porch or in the backyard, and I turn to my friend and I say, "Why are there no boobies out?" And she's like, "I don't know. Do you want to change this?" So we decided to strip down naked. So we're the first people naked at this party. And I think I left my skirt on the entire night just because I felt more comfortable with a bottom, like, attire on. But we were the first, like, boobie out people there. And that's a common occurrence. And there was one time we were at another party, and I have a friend who has massive balls, and I've known that he has these massive balls, and so we're at this party, and all of my friends have got to, like, handle these massive balls that I have only ever heard about, and so I mentioned to him that I have never, ever been able to see his balls, because his balls come up in conversation quite often, because they are ridiculous. And so, he is wearing gym shorts at the time. We're rather drunk, which is not appropriate, but... So, he's wearing gym shorts, and he says, "Do you want to touch my balls?" And I'm like, "Abso-fucking-lutely I want to touch your balls, because they're apparently massive." And he whips his pants over, like, he pulls his pants aside, or his shorts aside, so that he can pull his balls out of his shorts. And I sit in front of him with my hands cupped below his balls, and he just lays his massive, glorious balls in my hands, and I fondle him for a good 3 minutes. Just to say I could handle balls so big. The same house, we had a tarp up, and it was facing the road. Like, it was the front yard facing the road, and it was a very busy street. And we put a tarp up on this patio, and it was a duplex, so, you know, there was another set of neighbors, and they were really cool. They were younger than us, they were still of age, but they were younger than us, and they were kind of stupid, like, they were very redneck, but we did not anticipate them being so okay with how open we were sexually, and so we would come outside completely naked on this patio and sit for hours just talking, smoking cigarettes, like, having naked cigarettes outside, like, oh, it's the best thing ever. And I spent so much time naked at that house because I lived with them for a while. Not the neighbors, the rednecks, but the people who owned the house with the party. I lived with them for a while, so just being naked all the time. There was one time, and, oh, this lady, she was owned, like, in a DS relationship with a friend of mine that I was living with. And I was given permission to fuck her pretty much anytime I wanted. So one night, she was feeling exceptionally horny, I was feeling exceptionally generous, so I decided to fuck her with my, like, to get her off with my vibrator. And I have a very, very powerful, like, wand-style vibrator, kind of like an Itachi. And our neighbors are outside on the porch. We can hear them. And then I'm going on, like, I'm just going at her on the floor. And there's been just so many spontaneous sex events between, like, the three of us. Like, the woman who owned the woman that I was using the vibrator on the floor, she and I have had experiences. Like, oh, it's very nice. Very nice. College.